Trump pays respects to Queen Elizabeth with private wreath laying at her tomb. By Nick Gilbertson on September 17, 2025. President Donald Trump laid a wreath at Queen Elizabeth's tomb on Wednesday at St. George's Chapel in a private ceremony. After a pomp-filled welcome ceremony at Windsor Castle with King Charles III, Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took the short drive to St. George's Chapel in the Beast, the White House press pool reported. Reporters were not present for the wreath laying. Queen Elizabeth notably welcomed Trump during his first-term state visit to the United Kingdom in 2019. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino were in the nave during the stop at St. George's Chapel. A pair of church officials greeted Trump after the wreath laying. Then, a children's choir serenaded the President and First Lady, and they departed the chapel after a brief tour, per the pool. The President and First Lady then joined King Charles III and Queen Camilla for a beating retreat military ceremony on Windsor Castle's East Lawn. A beating retreat had never been performed on a state visit until Wednesday. Beating retreat is a military spectacle and ceremony which originated in the early years of organized warfare and symbolizes the end of the day when camp gates were closed and ceremonial flags were lowered, the Ministry of Defense said in a statement, per the press pool. The ceremony takes place on Horse Guards Parade every year in June, when the salute is taken by a member of the royal family. The U.S. Army Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps was also on hand and delivered a rendition of Yankee Doodle Dandy,